Well, the road to Bangor is a long one, isn't it? But we finally reached there. Yes, it's JD Welsh Cup finals day, and this is the preview podcast with me, Mark Webber, and Mark Jonah Jones. Plenty to talk about. One team that's never been here before, Ballytown. One team that's definitely been here before, the new Saints of Oswestry. How will they get on as they try and get another treble in the bag? Mark Jonah Jones joins me as usual. We're going to talk about the teams in a minute and have a little chat about the great venue, Bangor University Stadium. But first of all, Jonah, look, this cup brings so many memories for all of us, doesn't it? What's your best memory of the Welsh Cup? And as a manager, but also as a person that loves football?
Really enjoyed it every time one of my teams played in a Welsh Cup, and I was lucky enough to win it once with Carmarthen Town. We beat Avon Lido in a very exciting final. We beat them 3-2. And every player who played in that game will always take their memories with us, because we were the only Carmarthen team ever to win the cup, and Carmarthen's history is over 100 years. So it was a special occasion for myself as a manager and for every player who played in that game, and I'm proud of it to this day. We got beat in the final also a couple of years earlier by TNS 1-0. We enjoyed that down at Stebbeneath. And we had a great final then a few years later when I was manager at Port Talbot, and we just got edged out in a great final. We got beat 3-2 by a very, very strong Bangor City when Neville Powell had his great days with Bangor. They beat us in the last minute, but it'll always be remembered as one of the great finals. So, yeah, brilliant, brilliant memories of the Welsh Cup. And I can remember my as a child growing up, Welsh Cup, massive tournament. Obviously, the league clubs were in there then, but you asked me my greatest memory. So I remember Cardiff City, you know, going into Europe every year, and it's just exactly the same now. For, you know, they used to go into Europe and play teams. Great memories, Mark, of the Welsh Cup, and I wish both sides all the best on Sunday.
Well, one team that is delighted to be here, no doubt, is Ballytown. Never been this far. The fact they haven't been there before is motivation enough, isn't it, to really put in a superhuman performance and perhaps defy the odds here and take the JD Welsh Cup.
Yes, Mac, Ballard, they haven't been to this. It's the first time in their history, so it's a great day for all the officials of Ballard, the chairman and, you know, the secretary and the manager, Colin. He's been in this league a long time now, and I know how much he was keen to get to the Welsh Cup final. The bonus I think he has is that he's not taking a rookie group to the Welsh Cup final. He got a real experienced group of players who will be able to handle, you know, playing TNS in the final. Yeah, their record, Colin will tell you, and I'm sure every Bala fan will tell you, their record hasn't been great against TNS. I don't think they've beaten them in about 20 attempts now. You know, does that have to, it has to finish at some stage. So it could be the perfect time. The perfect place. I mean, they had a great attempt last week. There was a 6-4 last week. They got beat by TNS. They've been beaten 5-1, 2-0 and 3-2. They'd run them close this season. You know, they're running them close, but they're not quite getting to the point where they are beating TNS. But I'm sure every Ballard player will go to bed Friday evening, Saturday evening, and the manager and the committee, yeah, still fingers crossed. They've got to have a great day when you've got to beat somebody as strong as TNS. But there'd be no better occasion than to create their own little bit of history and beating them for the first time and lifting the Welsh Cup. You asked me earlier on what my greatest memories of the Welsh Cup are. It's winning it. When you enter something, you love to win it. So even though Colin have won, got his team into Europe, which has been miraculous, thinking from where they've started from, he's done an absolute brilliant job to continue getting European football for a little town like Ballard. But everybody in Ballard have won their name on that winner's plaque. It makes all the difference. Great memories can be even greater if you're a winner.
And we've talked at the start of the season of the likes of Chris Venables coming in to and Stuart Jones coming into Ballard and prepping them for a big season, joining from Aberystwyth. Who are the players we're going to be having to look out for this weekend for Ballard?
Well, if you're a Welsh Premier League follower and a Welsh Premier League fan like most of us are who's involved on this podcast, these Ballard names are now starting to roll off the tongue. You know, Venables, Hunt, Stevens, Irvin, Thompson, Kieran Smith, they are all class players in this league. Stuart Jones has done it with Llanelli. You know, Venables has done it with Llanelli. Hunt has done it with Bangor. So there's going to come a time when this group of players, like you said earlier on your last question, they are going to be really, really hungry to win something. And this group of players, as a group, And I mean as a group, because they're a good team, Ballard. They've been moulded into a good team by Caton. One of them's going to have to stand up and make the difference on Sunday, and one of them could be the difference between them. Them people I just mentioned could be the difference between getting on the winner's roster or not. Maybe Venables has won the lot in this league, and could he be the man on the day to score, you know, a wonder goal or put in a wonder performance? If I had to pick one, it'd most probably be Venables.
There's no need to motivate TNS, is there, Jonah, for anything really, and that record shows. What a season it's been for them. You know, record-breaking in terms of consecutive wins in the league. Two trophies already in the bag. But, you know, some games in the league where they have lost and some games where they haven't been happy with their performance. So does that show a little bit of a chink of armour in the TNS metal, do you think?
You know, we could sound like a moaning lottery winner year when you've only won, you know, are you happy when you've won the lottery? The treble is like winning a lottery. It's fantastic. So how can they be unhappy, right? They've done a brilliant job. People, outsiders, could get bored of TNS winning, and we know this, right? But winners, serial winners like Harrison, Darlington and Stephen Evans, Greg Draper, Phil Baker, Chris Marriott, the names roll off the tongue again. They're not going to get bored, and they could become a set of players to have won a treble. Whether it'll ever happen again, I don't know. But it's incredible that this happened now. And, by the way, this morning in the news is Harrison's name's in for the Hartlepool job. So, you know, could it be Harrison's last game? We're touting him every week. We're touting people from this league. I know we want to stay in this league, and we want TNS to eventually make the later rounds in Europe, which is, we think, what the aim is for the club. But still only 39, Harrison. You know, Craig, if you're listening, and I know you do listen, I think as somebody alongside me, I reckon you were older than 39, but I won't mention his name. It's Steve Lloyd from the Welsh FA. But 39 years of age, treble on his CV if he wins this. Unbelievable. So Harrison will definitely want to win this trophy today. Make no doubt about that.
And let's talk about some of the players. We got chastised by Craig Harrison earlier on in the season, not talking up Ryan Brobble. Adrian Chislevich's story is just immense. We mustn't forget that as the season goes along and what's happened to him earlier on in the season. And as we've gone throughout the course of this Welsh Cup run, I mean, you know, it's been pretty consistent, hasn't it? They beat Newtown. They had some pretty convincing wins along the way. It all does line up that we're going to have a good result for them. But who are the players who are going to affect that and make that happen?
Harrison's run this team this year in the way that it's really hard. We've been sat here now trying to pick the team they're going to play Saturday. You don't know, because one week somebody's playing up top, one week somebody's playing in midfield. I mean, Quigley's come back on the scene now. Wonderful hat-trick last week. Will Quigley play nine or will Draper play nine? Every time you see Draper have a couple of weeks off, he comes back in the next game and bags a few. You know, every position, that's how good this club is run now. Every position, who will play left-back? It'll most probably be Chris Marriott, but the youngsters who've come in have filled in. Ryan Price has done brilliant every time he comes in, so there's continuity at the club, which I'm sure that's what Mike Harris and the committee would have wanted years ago, and it looks like it have worked really well since then. Obviously the treble will tell you that, but Chislevich for me is if you would have been there on the day, I know we've said it a few times, but Chislevich is for me almost the... It's definitely the comeback story of the season. Whether it's a big enough story for him to win Player of the Year, I don't know, because there's players like Saunders and Rawlinson have formed a rock-steady partnership in central defence. Routledge, I think, would be the Player's Player of the Year because he's been immaculate in midfield since his first game. But as you say, every one of their players is starting to roll off the tongue now because they're becoming household names, and a treble will give them a piece of Welsh history which may never be beaten again.
And what a venue it will be, Bangor University Stadium. Hey, we've seen some great football there this season, haven't we? 11 degrees and cloudy, apparently, the match day forecast. So you may want to bring a brolly. I'm not seeing any sign of rain. I think it'll be all right, but it might be a bit chilly and a bit cloudy. So wrap up a little bit. But we all know that you're always guaranteed a decent bit of football at the Bangor University Stadium. They always make great hosts, don't they, Jonah? And it's the interesting thing, of course, is it's a grass pitch, and we have two sides now that have become accustomed to 3G.
Mark, I think both sets of players, when they arrive at the Bangor University Stadium on Sunday, I was there last Saturday, they'll be very, very happy. It was a beautiful pitch last week and they really look after it well. I think Andrew Howard's made a smart decision to take it to the Bangor University Stadium. It was fantastic last week. When we arrived, there was Malcolm Allen there last week, who obviously has been involved in this league outside the Premier League for a long time now, commentating. And he said it was the best pitch he'd seen prepared in all his time. Stebbin Heath was brought up, that used to be snooker table. I think Teddy Griffiths used to practice his snooker on Stebbin Heath, but before he won the world title. But it's a wonderful pitch to play on, and both sets of players will be pleased to be playing at the Bangor University Stadium. Yeah, are they the two most supported clubs? I don't think they are. We'll have to admit to that. But if they can bring a couple of hundred each, and I think Bangor as a footballing town will bring a couple of hundred supporters there and get involved in the event. Bangor City is steeped in Welsh tradition and Welsh football history, so love to see there a four-figure crowd there. But where the game's being played, the pitch, nobody can have any moans about that. It's a great venue.
Well, of course, the Welsh Cup final will be live on Scorio. Jonah will be doing the English language red button commentary. That's on S4C. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope your side wins. And we'll be back next week talking playoffs, no less, live from the Isle of Man. Yes, we're breaking the budget. Say goodbye, Jonah.
Good luck, Mark, to everybody. And just before we leave, I better review the odds with you, Mark, because we've been doing them all season. The odds are unbelievable. They're... as we've talked about in the podcast, we think TNS will be strong favourites. TNS are 4-11 on, 11-4 on TNS. The draw is 7-2, and there you are. There's the gamble for the outsiders who've been taking the outside tips all season long. Bala, don't forget they haven't beaten TNS in 20 occasions, so the bookmakers obviously giving you your big chance in a cup final, a two-horse race really. 7-1 Bala. Are you on or are you off? Enjoy the final.